He's Charlie Brennan. This is KMOX.
Todd Abrams is in the house. What's old is new. What am I referring to? The new history of St. Louis County, which actually goes back about 100 years. Todd is the publisher of County Living Publications. He joins us right now, and I know there are many lovers of history in our KMOX audience. Todd, you have for them the history of St. Louis County.
Right. This is a book that my wife originally found and about 6 or 7 years ago, and we would read through it. It was published 100 years ago, so it really paints life as it existed specifically in St. Louis County, covering all the towns in the county, north, south, close in, and far out west, and just tells you what it was like here when this was really a rural area of individual towns all connected by rail.
And that's how a lot of people traveled from maybe in downtown St. Louis to Webster Groves on that train, correct?
I mean, they said if you lived in Kirkwood, there were 24 trains a day in each direction in and out of the city, plus the electric streetcars. So, I mean, this was really commuter's paradise.
And we think we're doing something new by funding Metro.
Right, yeah. Right.
Tell me some nuggets that maybe people don't know about St. Louis County, Todd.
Well, people probably do know that it was the fourth biggest county in the country, the fourth biggest metropolitan area in the country. And, you know, things that I never realized, I mean, the extent of slavery in the county. I mean, the assessment of property in 1820, second to real estate only, slaves were the leading form of assessment.
Seriously.
The county was organized on October 1st, 1812, meaning that next year is the 200th anniversary of the county. So hopefully we'll be able to help people celebrate by looking back in the history.
This is a book that was published 100 years ago. Who was the writer or the editor?
The writer was a guy named William Lyman Thomas, who was actually a publisher here. He was born in 1846, and he was in his early 60s, about my age, when he published the book. He grew up here during the Civil War, and his brother served in the Union Army in Arkansas.
You know, it's just amazing. You know, the only thing that's new is the history that you don't know. And tomorrow, in the Town and Style that comes out December 14th, that's tomorrow, right? We mark the birthday of a fellow by the name of Joseph Conway. And if people know Conway Road in the county, of course. Well, Joe Conway was born in Virginia. At the age of 16, he was scalped, according to lore, in Kentucky, forced to march all the way to Michigan, and according to Ripley's Believe It or Not, he was, throughout his life, scalped three times, tomahawked three times, left for dead three times, and then later had a home at what is now, I guess, Conway and Weber, which would be in Chesterfield. When you're driving down peaceful Conway Road, you never think that it was named after a guy who was scalped.
Well, that's the fun part, is that it adds dimension to just our lives every day. Another name very familiar is Sappington. Well, turns out John Sappington, the original John Sappington, fought with George Washington at Valley Forge, and he settled in Kentucky with Daniel Boone. It was getting too crowded there for him, so he moved to St. Louis County, and his son went on to serve in the War of 1812.
No kidding. I had never knew that. Now, do you have a lot of the streets in the county for whom they're named? Can we learn that by reading your book?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's the story of Joseph Conway. I mean, another place you'd go by all the time is Wood's Mill Road. Well, who was Wood and what was his mill all about? And there's an interesting story there about how the farmers came from miles around to get their grain milled.
And his name was Wood or Woods?
Isaac Wood.
Isaac Wood. No, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, some of these names, Conway's, Woods, do we have any of them living today? I mean, any families that are prominent today who have ancestors from the 19th century?
You know, I am sure there are. When I was growing up here, I knew Litzinger's, and that's another familiar name. Litzinger's blacksmith shop was where Bush's Grove is now.
Yeah, this is Todd Abrams, who has republished a book on the history of St. Louis County. First came out in 1911. He's republished it on its 100th anniversary. Where can people get their hands on this book?
Well, it is for sale at the Missouri Historical Society shop, which I love the name of it. It's called the Louisiana Purchase.
Which, by the way, There's no sales tax when the book is purchased there.
Oh, good. Okay. There are four branches of the county library that sell books. It's also at the Museum of Transportation, the Campbell House Museum in the city. We're starting to get distribution in bookstores, or they can buy it directly from us online at stlcountyhistory.com.
St. Louis, stlcountyhistory.com.
Right.
All right. Todd Abrams, I've got that. If people didn't, they can email me and I'll send it to them. Again, it's called The History of St. Louis County, Missouri. Todd Abrams, our guest. Thanks so much for joining us today on KMOX.